This is KCUR 89.3. There's an election next week in St. Joseph on whether property taxes should be raised to provide more money for schools. But if you think the vote is simply about how much to spend on schools and on students, you'd be mistaken. As KCUR's Sam Zeff reports, this election has to do with trust.
The list of past transgressions in the St. Joseph School District is almost legendary in the world of Missouri public education. Former board president and superintendent Dan Colgan went to federal prison for wire fraud in connection with a scheme to inflate his pension. The district paid $450,000 to settle a slander lawsuit with its former CFO. There was nepotism and charges that administrators used district workers for plumbing and electrical work. With all that still fresh in the minds of voters, the district is asking for a 38% hike in property taxes that it collects, and it's the talk of the town.
Now, here's Barry Burr with a hotline on the Talk of St. Joe, 680 KFEQ.
So do you see the disconnect? Not the disconnect with the community, but it's almost an arrogant in-your-face, we want this, give it to us.
That's former school board member Chris Danford on the Barry Beer Show a couple of weeks ago. She blew the whistle 3 years ago on $250,000 of stipends secretly paid to administrators. After those stipends were uncovered, all the rest of the misdeeds came to light. Danford, who resigned from the board in February, says it's not just about higher taxes. It's about trust between the district and residents.
Just give us the money. Don't you trust us? There we go. Don't you trust us? Because isn't that what it comes down to? Don't you trust us? And I think the answer is a resounding, no, we don't trust you.
Danford was a teacher and counselor in the district for 25 years before winning a seat on the board. Her kids went to St. Joe's schools. So the fact that she's now on the radio and all about town fighting the tax hike is a big deal.
There's nothing pretty about putting a vote no sign in your yard. It will be the first time in my life that I will have voted no for something I'm so passionate about. But that's where I stand on this. That's how important it is to me.
The plan that's on the ballot would raise property taxes about $220 a year on an $80,000 house. St. Joe schools need the money because 3 years ago, just as all the scandals were breaking, a portion of its property tax sunsetted, dropped off the books. With all the turmoil, the district decided it would be futile to ask voters for a renewal. Levy opponents say they recognize the district needs more revenue so it can stop drawing down reserves, and say they could support a tax hike about half the size of the one on the ballot. Eric Bruder is another former board member fighting the tax hike. He says the culture that allowed all that bad to flourish still exists.
I do think there's a culture that needs to change, and you can't force that change until people run out of money from their spending habits and the public forces the change. If they vote yes for this levy, they're not going to be forcing the change necessary.
Of course, there is the other side.
I have 3 kids.
And I have no kids.
We may have our differences.
But there's one thing that we can't agree on.
We need to vote yes on November 7th for Proposition 1.
In order to attract and retain top talent to this community, we have to have great schools. If our schools are succeeding, then our town is succeeding.
Proposition 1 is huge for our community. It's going to give us the resources to really help our teachers and our schools.
Join us in voting yes for Proposition 1 on November 7th.
Paid for by the Committee to Move St. Joseph Forward.
That committee is co-chaired by Pat Dillon.
Well, for those who still think that that old culture exists, I don't think they've gotten close enough to the district. I don't think they've come and sat through the board meetings. I don't think they've personally gone and met some of the new administrators. I think that the whole thing's flipped.
Christy Arthur is with the St. Joe Chamber of Commerce and says school funding has cost the community jobs and growth.
I've given people tours that have driven around, and they've come from other communities, and they're like, what are you guys doing to your schools? You know, what's going on? Why is it like this?
Why is it like this? Well, we answered that at the top of the story. Nepotism, backroom deals, administrators lining their own pockets. Superintendent Robert Newhart calls it a culture of entitlement, a culture he now insists is over. The mess has been cleaned up.
We're stabilized. That culture, particularly in this downtown building where the majority of it existed, has been stabilized.
Clearly, not everyone agrees, but almost everyone agrees the election next Tuesday will be close. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.